the Ram introduces Dalet Minim at the beginning of the Sheresh, okay? He talks about that this Dalet Chalkei HaMitzvah, and it's one mitzvah in Shalma Yisrael. This explanation that he has, She Nismach Lifnei Hashem B'Yom Rishon Shel Sukkos, is not there. Okay? You get the impression that he's quoting only over here as to augment his argument about Hekem Mitzera. That's what he starts off. For Omu Begod of Yufrumim, for Oshia Frua, for Asof Miate, for Tommy Tomiik, for Impul Mikol Eilu Mitzvne Atzma. Aber kvutzum hu a mitzvah. Vuhu, shanachn tzavinu shenase hekel a mitzvah, ad she karu, kol mi shireyo, viachak viachak osu, tiyye bekach bekach. Kumoy ma she tzevonu, shenislach vne Hashem, biyoyim arishon shal sukkes, umavua, she asimcho ahi, tiyye belakichas kach bekach. Okay? So he's augmenting the argument over here. It's not, he doesn't need this for the kicha of Dalamin per se. It's an augment, it's to augment the argument about Hekem Mitzera, okay? Also is a prologue to the next discussion, because he sets up a rule that wherever Chazal say that it's ma'akvin zeh zeh, that makes it into one mitzvah, okay? And by Dalet Minim it said that. Okay? By Hekem Mitzera, it didn't say that. So the Rambam has a problem. You know, how do we know this? So he's introducing a new principle, which he has the second principle, is that if there's a Tachlis Echot, so there's also one mitzvah. And he's saying that this principle also applies to Dalet Minim, even though it's not necessary for Dalet Minim, because in Dalet Minim it says, Chazal already says, Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh. Okay? But it's a very interesting argument, because you don't really know that this argument is really tells you anything. It could be because it's Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh. The Ram assumes this is an independent argument, and he says it applies to lulav, and therefore it applies. It's a very, in logic, it's not great, but that lachur is what he's doing. Okay. So what I wanted to do is pick up a little bit more about this discussion. Shenismach lefnei Hashem, okay? We pointed out some of the problems last week, okay? There's Yerushalmi in Sukkah. K'siv usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. Is toni besimchas lulav hakosuv medaber. Okay? So that's what's going on here. Simchas lulav hakosuv medaber. Okay, but since the simcha is the tachas of the mitzvah, we don't know that the mitzvah is to be sameach with the tilas lulav. But when you do the tilas lulav, there'll be simcha mamela, because that's a tachas of the mitzvah. And therefore, possibly, it's not in the nusach of the mitzvah. In certainly in Yom Kippur. Okay. So now, let's take it to the next level. Okay. The Ram says in Hilchos Lulav, in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis, Afopi shekol amuadis mitzlis moch behem b'chagasukis hoyso shom b'mikdosh the shom b'mikdosh derech agav probably is a play on the Arabic leida sheish shom eloka nimsa that kilu is a shom. It's a very strange word. He's basically speaking. He's speaking. He translated the Arabic into the Hebrew. Okay, I think this also. Because this doesn't make any sense. What does it mean when he says, he says, Asukis, Hoiso Shom Bemikdash was Shom Bemikdash Shom. The word Shom is very odd, but I just thought you might not have ever noticed it. Shom Bemikdash, Simcha Yisayo Shnei Musmachtem. Okay? Just before we go on, the Lashon Rambam is very strange. Because the Rambam says, he doesn't talk about what you should do. It's almost like telling you a historical fact. He's telling you a story. Look at it. Afa pishakol mitzvahs amuadis mitzvah l'smoech behen b'chag. And it's mitzvah l'smoech behen b'chag asukis hoyiso. It's a historical fact. And then he quotes a pasuk. He tells you an historical fact, and he quotes a pasuk for it. Shenem usmach lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yom. Ketzer royosim. He gives you a story of what happened. So a mamashach is there a chiyuv? Is not a chiyuv? What exactly happened over here? He's telling you a story, and he quotes a pasuk. Okay. Then, there is another problem. Because the Ram here quotes the Pasuk Smachtim Lisnei Hashem, which is formulated by Lulav. And in Perek Zayin Aluch Yud Gimel, it's talking about the Mitzvah Matilas Lulav and Mikdash. And Arat Simchas Beis HaShoev. And he quotes the same Pasuk in one Perek, in another Perek, as if nothing happened. Okay. So what I want to suggest is the Rambam's is betachlus a tiktok, and b'schag asukis hoyis shom b'mikdash simcha yisera. Not that there's a mitzvah simcha, okay. But and not that usmachtem. Is Machayiv Simcha, okay? We just said before, the Rambam says very clearly over here in Shirish and Aleph, when he talks about what the tachlis of the mitzvah Tilas Lulav is, he says, Kmo shenitzivonu shenismach lifnei Hashem b'yoyim rishon, which is the problem of Shosukis, umavua sheasimcha hi tiyeh b'lekichas kach v'kach. And he's saying that's not the Maisa Mitzvah, that's the Tachlis of the Mitzvah. So it means that if you do Netilas Lulav properly, you'll be Somech Lifnei Hashem. But it's not that Usmachtem is Machayiv Simcha with Netilas Lulav. We don't know that. Okay, it's a Tachlis. The same way that he says that the Tachlis of the Mitzvah of Hekem Mitzera, he calls it B'god Yefrumim, Rosh Yefruah is that you should be makir the mitzvah and be machik mimen. Okay, it's a tachlis of the mitzvah. So if that's correct, the simcha that one experiences in mikdash from taking the lulav is a milsa de mimela. From the fact that he took the lulav and the burnish and the smach and the Hashem lokechem, and this excitement expressed itself because it says the smach and the Hashem, and there is this inyan of simcha, simcha yisero, yisab mikdash, and that's what he's talking about the simcha beis hashoev. It's not that a smach and the Hashem is machay the simcha beis hashoev, but it's an expression of this tachlis. this simcha yiseira, this simcha which is a mikdash because of the mitzvah tilas lulav. If this is what one of my edim suggests, just in terms of pshat in this Rambam, but if that's correct, so maybe there's no stira between the Ram Mishneh Torah and the Ram Sefer Mitzvahs, because the Ram Sefer Mitzvahs is called Simchas Beis Shoev and the Mitzvah Simchas Yontif. Mitzvah Simchas Yontif in terms of Dvorim which are not the Bosach Shlomim, Bosach Chagiga, he quotes a Perek Vov Vilchus Yontif. He doesn't quote Simchas Beis Shoev, but there he says, Machal, there was a Simcha in Mikdash. In the mitzvah mandalit. Here he doesn't say it. So it could be that the simcha which you have in Mikdash, once you have it, it goes into the simchas yontif. But not that simchas yontif is machayiv anything. So there might not be stir at all about anything. Once there is. The tachlis of the mitzvah's lulav is shenich mechafni Hashem. With the Simcha Meila, people get excited and have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. If you're excited and have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva on Yontif, it's a key of Simchas Yontif.
If we Tzircha Klaus was not going to be not the Lulav in Mikdash, then we don't have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. I mean, it's going to be a Chassid
and I have no clue about anything. But the Ram quotes the Pasuk Usmach Mifnei Hashem. And frankly, the Ram quotes in Nismach Lifnei Hashem B'Yom HaRishon. He's talking about something else. Even he puts, as we pointed out, he's putting the pasuk together. That lekachtem usmachtem, that it's all one thing. It's just different, two different zmanim. But the he's quoting Simchas Beis HaShoeva. After the dinim of Tilas Lulav, isn't that what he's quoting? That's what he quotes.
This is not. We can't really understand logically this Totsu Mimela.
It says that it doesn't. It there's no discussion. It doesn't say that you have to be happy when you take the lulav. But the Ram says the tachlis of mitzvah shnis lachunei Hashem.
It's like a haftacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will
give you haftacha. That is, without that, he's missing the tachlis. But it doesn't say that's part of. You see, in sefer mitzvahs, in the minyan, you see. In Minyan HaKotzer, he doesn't mention anything about the Simcha. But in the Minyan proper, it's mashma that it might be part of the Maisa Mitzvah, if you want to say it's a stira. Because in Kuf Samach Tes, it's a tzivish nitztavinu, lito lulav, ulesmoyach, lifnei Hashem shivas yom. It's part of the Nusach HaMitzvah. So that's an issue which you have to grapple with. But Mishneh Torah, it's not there. It's not there in the Minyan HaKotzer. Okay? But Bemis is the only place the Rambam talks about what he calls what the Tachlis of Mitzvah Lulav is. It's only here in Shereshit Aleph. And it's a side just to augment an argument about Hekka Mitzvah. Because for the lulav itself, that it's one mitzvah, doesn't need it. Because the Chachmei Mitzvah said in the Mishnah that Dalamina Makam Zu is Zu. So we mainly know that it's one mitzvah. So for the lulav, he doesn't need it. He needs it to augment the argument of Hekka Mitzvah. But in that argument, in that discussion, he's Mechasa Tefug of Megalat. He's Magal Tefach, Machasa Tefachayim, about what the Tachos of Mitzluv is, which is a very interesting thing. And this is where it is, the only place. Okay. Chayetzel referring to Yerushalmi. Question, what does it mean? What do you think? Let's go on. Now, let's go on. Now, the Rambam says like this. V'zeh ha-shirish dak lehovin mi'oid. The word dak in translation, I don't know, probably a couple of different translations. It's a very odd translation. It's difficult to understand. Oh, it's very, it requires a certain expertise, a certain prowess. V'yoifen dakusay mashi esapel l'cho. V'ze shekol mashi omu chachomim boy. Question is, you know, what's exact gisa of chachomim l'cho over here? That's the Ram's word, chachomim. It's referring to the Matiki Yashmur, the Balei HaMesira. The Balei HaMesira, on the Balim of the Teirush Baal Peh, and part of the job is to tell us something about Minyan HaMitzvahs also. And by the Balei HaMesira in the Mishnah, by saying, Ma'akven Zer Zer, they megala to us that it's one mitzvah. Masha Omu Chachomim, okay? Some say it says beferish, or others translate as loshen, or others translate it maima, mashom chachom maima. But there's something else here. There's something missing up Chaim's other translation. Shadova aploni, vaploni ma'akvin zeze, hinei mavur. The word mavur, the Arabic is bain. And it means that it's boro chad mashmosi. It's clear. It's very clear. Hinei boro shehem mitzvah achas. By saying makven zeh, that kiilu is is a code word for them, telling us this. Kmo abos minim shebelulov. Okay. Lechem aponim im levoy nezaka. Sheteo se'imoi. Shelashoyne mizeh, at the Mishnah Menoches, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vol, Hasidorim va'bezichim ma'akven ze'ezeh. And even though there are two different verbs used by the lechem and the bezichim, you could assume maybe they're two different mitzvahs. See, in Lulav, you don't have that option. Which is a very interesting thing. We'll see about this more as we go on. You see, when you talk about, for example, Heke Metzera, God Yifum, God Yifua, there are different verbs on each different chelik, okay? And the same time. but in the Kichas Lov, it's a little Kachtan Mochamea Maricha, it's one verb, one sirui. But by Bezichin, and the storim, it's not one verb. Yach lechem shulchan, echer. So here, even though it might be two different verbs, you assume from the fact that it says makven zeh that the tzivu akilu and the two halakim are one mitzvah. That's okay. So that's one. That's principle one. Then he says, V'chein has a second principle. Ko ma shizboya l'cho sh'atachlis ha'mavuka. She was talking about a tachlis. Okay. So tachlis and mitzvah. It's very halachic, whatever it is, but you know, it has its chalshim nira mitzvahs. Sh'atachlis ha'mavukish lo yagia, lo yasig, lo tusak. you won't get to it. Bechelik echol meus and a chalokin. Okay, if you have a tachlis, and in various chalokin you don't get to it by each one by itself. Hinehu mevuah, the same bayin. It's chad mashmoy, very clear. Ki kvutza, the group itself, the whole klal, this set of tzivuyim, which bring you to the tachlis, hu ho inyan hanimna. And here he says something which is very important, which will be talked about later. Because basically what he's saying is that if there's one tachlis, that becomes the mitzvah, the inyan. Because the Rambam has said already in Shurish Tess that minyan mitzvah is a minyan of inyan yatera. Okay? So if you have many tzivuyim, many chalokim, how do you decide? And especially if Chazal won't megala, that it's makvin zu zu, so maybe each chelik is a separate inyan. However, if we know that it's tachlis echad, we know that it's one inyan and one mitzvah. And that's what he says in this one word over here. Hu ha inyan hanimne, which is the same Arabic word mani, which uses throughout Jewish tests. That the minyan mitzvah is a minyan inyan yateira. And if you have kefil alavim, and it's two separate inyanim, it's two separate mitzvahs. If it's not two separate inyanim, it's one mitzvah.
Okay, could you read that? I didn't get from the words, okay. Where it's written here, Kein kol mashi is bor l'chosh atach v'samavukosh lo yagia b'chilek echod.
Yeah.
Eos ha-machalokim.
Yeah, you're reading Kapach, right? What are you reading?
This Frank.
Frank, you're reading Chaim Heller, basically, yeah.
But I didn't get it. Where is it inspired that the tachlis...
Because if the tachlis is the heke is only from the whole conglomerate. He assumes that's the Lepashit. If that's the
tachlis. Why is that so? And is it the tachlis is heker?
You look, you see what he does. You see what he. But give him a chance. Kamo, and he says it very clearly. When you don't hear. Kamo, what he does is, you'll see in a second, what he does is an amazing thing. He uses the tachlis to convert those mitzvahs, which are many chalokim, which we know as tachlis achas, to become equated as if the Chachmei HaMeseir said makvin zeze. And I'll show you how I see it. Okay? Just give Ram a chance and see what he says. Look at the Lashon here. K'moi ha'koras mitzera she'izboye l'cho she'ilu hoye begod frumim levad depending on the translation. He didn't do nothing. Okay? Excuse the double negative, I just want to stress it. Okay? And then he goes on. He says two things, two statements. One, they didn't do nothing. There's no kium at all, zero. And he says also that the heker doesn't come without any of them. We don't know exactly in the Rambam whether these are two separate statements or from the fact that he's decided that the tachlis is this, that b'meili you don't have anything because you don't have the tachlis. It's very unclear how he got this. He has two separate statements, which a priori you would say they're separate statements. We don't know where he got it from. Correct?
But either statement, I don't know how he got it.
No. Because he says very clearly that the heker, since the Torah describes the heker with all these things, with missing one of them, you don't have heker. That's what he claims.
Someone could have argued that, right?
Someone could have said anything. But someone could have said that with Tarius HaMetzera, that without the Tzipurim also, okay? And if the Chazal had not, didn't say, you know, if there was no statement about it, but he assumes that's a double portion, okay? The Rambam, you see, you have to understand, hello? And you have to know this. The Rambam is, excuse me, just for the illusion, he's very quick on the draw in making premises and assuming they're true and working with them. And he assumes a double portion. If a tachlis hamavukash is X, and you only have part of it, you have nothing. He doesn't prove it. He doesn't even find it necessary to prove. Okay? Because if you look at the Lashon, he says, the same way use the word bain, okay, which is the Arabic for chad mashmoi, boro, and very clear, the same way he said that makom zeh is one mitzvah, he does the same thing and is used the same Arabic word, b'chein kol ma sheyisbo elcho, shetachlis hamavukash lo yagia b'chelek echod me'oseh nachalokim, okay? But, you know, you can start, so you started later, okay? But you can start right here, because he assumes before you get started, as a double portion, that you don't have anything with each one separately, even before he explains it. So I guess, yizboyelecho, you look at the yizboyelecho, it means that if you think about it, and you understand the inyanim clearly, then you're going to come to this conclusion. And once you come to the conclusion, everything is an easy go. You see, he says he's by the law. He doesn't say that he knows anything. He says anyone that has his head on straight will come to this conclusion. He's by the law.
Rebbe used the term kiyumitsu once. Are you equating tachas hamavukash and having anything, all those lashonis you're using with kiyum? It's not called a kiyum mitzvah without all these.
It doesn't say kiyum.
You use that lashon.
He says ma'um, he has nothing. So I assume there's no kiyum, there's nothing.
So is that the tachlis which means the kiyum?
No, because no. Once the tachlis, if he doesn't get the tachlis, there's no kiyum mitzvah. Whether the tachlis is anything to do, I don't know if the tachlis has anything to do with the kiyum mitzvah, because we'll find later by tzitzis. I don't know if that's true. But the tachlis tells you that it's all one mitzvah. If you, and what he does is that the tachlis then converts all the chalokim as equal partners in creating this tachlis. And what he's going to do is going to flip it, and he's going to end up next saying that it's possible that this tachlis echod, the bekeveya, that it's one mitzvah, even though it's Eina Makvin Zeh, and each chalik you could have a kiyum with. That's the next step. This is the prologue to this. Okay? So that's what he says. V'chein talos eloi tagia el v'chol ma shezocha me'atzipurim v'yetz eres. You're missing one of them, you don't got nothing. Okay? For yours, if he has all of them together, okay? So this is all postulates, and yisba'ilcho. That's what he's saying. L'cho yizbay l'cho, that anyone would say chal yosher should conclude this. Okay? That's his premise. Okay? Now next. The omnom Mokum HaKreshi, which Kapal turns into Kudus HaKreshi, the problem, the difficult issue, the profound issue over here, which you're gonna have to tackle is gonna be tzitzis. Okay. Who be dvorim she'omu b'hem einan ma'akvin zeh zeh. It means the Chachmei HaMesorah have clearly said einan ma'akvin zeh zeh. So that itself should say that each chelik has nothing to do with each other, and it's not really chalokim. Each one can be a separate inyan in the Torah and a separate mitzvah. Okay. Ki ola b'machshava. That's the way Frankl translated, or some translated hashkofa rishena or machshava tchila. In other words, if you the first thought, without careful consideration. Okay, you might come to such a conclusion. And this conclusion, if you don't think about it seriously, but you think about it just with Ashkof Mishena, Ki Oila B'machshova, She'ache She'elo Achalok M'ko Chelik Mehen Bilti Tzoch L'Chavelo, She'yeh Ko Chelik Mitzvah B'fnei Atzmo. And Mitzvah B'fnei Atzmo is the Lashon HaRambam in the original, that's very clear. That's in mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. K'moy omrom, and this is also part of this. He says very clearly, he's quoting the Chazal and he quotes in Hebrew in lashon haMishnah. Hatcheles ein ma'akeves es alovon, v'avulon ein ma'akeves hatcheles. Okay. And it's very clear that Tchelis and Lavan are two separate Sivuyim. There's a mitzvah, V'yasulahem sitzis, Akanfei Vidayim, or so. That's one. That's Lavan. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonov, Pesil Techeles. Okay? And that's Techeles. Okay? A priori, if you would have asked me, I understand if you learn the way Tosis seems to present it, that's what he says he would have said it now without rashing anything, that basically, the mitzvah sitzis is two threads of lavan and two threads of tchelis. And basically, tchelis and lavan are two separate chepsis of sitzis. And tchelis ain't a makavis of lavan, the lavan ain't a makavis of tchelis. So I understand, wow, could have been two separate mitzvah minyan and mitzvahs. Okay? Even before you think about it, the Rambam is amazing, okay? Because the Ram Shita is, if you have eight chutim, okay, or you have four long chutim, four double chutim, you basically only have of tcheles a half a chut. Okay? And what the purpose is you take, you have something called an onof, which is the thing, and you kurich the psil tcheles on the onof, on the lovon. The onuf is the lovun, and the tcheles is the kricha on that. Okay, so a priori say to yourself, this is zaini. How could you imagine tcheles without lovun and lovun without tcheles? And what the heck? What does it all mean? Okay. So according to Rambam, the only way that expresses itself is in gadumim. And it's a new idea in Gadumin, okay? What I do is I tie the trellis on the lovin, okay? And I have my eight strings, okay? And all the chute lovin go, you know, I lost, okay? So that's Gadumin. So the gadumen, what happens is the gadumen, you don't have a kiyum, lovon, but you have something left over that you have an on-off that you can have a kricha on it. So in that case, the lovin is not makir the tchelis. Okay? And that's what's happening over here. And because of that, you can imagine that the tchelis is a separate mitzvah. The Rambam, in both the Pirush Mishnayis and Mishneh Torah, says that it's two separate sivuyim. Perek Aleph, Mishneh Aleph, and Menachas Aliyah, just Mishneh Torah to make it fast. Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Nimsu, B'mitzvah Zu, Shnei Tzivuyim. Shiyase Ala Konov, Onov Yoytze Mimeno, Ushiichoch Ala Onov, Chut Cheles, Shnemo, V'yoslehem Tzitzis, that is the Konov, V'nosenu, Al Tzitza Konov, Pesil Tcheles. And that's what he says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph Beis, on the Zeh, She'isen al konof ha-begin b'min ha-begin hu, ha-niko tzitzis b'minei shuhu d'im le-tzitzis shalosh, sh'nei b'kocheinu b'tzitzis shalosh, v'zeh ha-onof hu ha-niko lovon, the onof is the lovon, b'minei she'ein onu mitzuvu le-tzrivoi, because there's no dinim on the tzviya. Lovon means there's no dinim. It's a lack of dinim, not that it has to be lovon. V'chulei, v'lokhi chutzeme, she'nitzba b'keinu akiyah, v'kol chino yisrei, alo onof, v'chutzeh, hu aniko etcheles. So l'chayu, the onof is the chefs of tzitzis, and the tcheles is the kricha, okay? So, how could, you know, so it comes out that the case that the the love is not makav, it's the tcheles, that you did this, and there's gadumim, and gadumim means there's no kiyum lovon, and you have a kiyum tcheles. And that is the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Daled in Tzitzis. V'atcheles ain't a makav as a lovon, v'alovon ain't a makav as a tcheles, ketza, harei she'ein lo tcheles, eis a lovon levadre. That's very simple. V'chein mos a lovon, u'tcheles, v'nifsak a lovon, v'nismayet ad ha'konof, v'nish ha'tcheles levadre koshin. What else is that? You see, Biskilov talking about it, but it's mamish, the whole case in the Rambam, it's not the two separate chesed of tzitzis. It's a big chiddush to imagine this should have been a separate mitzvah. It's a whole new idea of gadumim. Gadumim means no kiyum. Okay, but it's not makiv in the other one. Taisa learns gadum very different. Yemenach slam a chesem a beis, and over the time the ach shenoyis and the al chutin beis mishum lovon, u beis mishum tcheles, the koyfum lishmoina, tzoch lizoye di nifsaku shloisham min a chutin, shemehein bi shloisha chutin, the nimsa shol nishu beis chutin shloim. You need one chefs of tzitzis, the two whole strings. And if this way you get yourself messed up, because you don't know which one's which, you know, which one, which side's which.
How does Tosfos learn the pasuk of psil tchel seems to be singular?
I understand, no. But the Ravid also, the Ravid learns is one whole chut, okay?
Or one whole chut.
Okay, Tosfos, but Pashis is we shouldn't go like Tosfos. That it's two chut tchelis and two chut lov, psila. Okay, now, okay. So now the next part's gonna be very, very important. How to read it? Okay, let's continue. This is very nice reading. Just to see. You know, it's an amazing thing that happened to him. Okay, now, there's a word here in Frankel, or in Krab Chaynala, which is amazing, really different. Vinehoye Efsha. Okay? Efsha means the two logical possibilities. You could have accepted either one of the two. Okay? Lono Shinoima, Shelovu Nutchilis, Yimnu Shte Mitzvahs. Is it Efsha? Or that's what you would have said had it not been some type of Gilui Chazal? Okay? If you read the Kapach, what does it say? You have it off on if you don't want. It's here it is. A second. He says, the golden omro matrin se mak was long woman is chavachel. We would have said such a thing. Not that it's Efsha. Okay? I don't know where he gets this from, okay? But it's a very different translation. And just what the Rambam is talking about. Okay? Yes, sorry. This thing went off again. I don't know why that's going so. Sorry. Let me just start it again. Whatever. Okay. Okay. So now, that we have that, okay? We're very clear. We know where we're standing, okay? So it's not Hoye Efsha. It's Voyin Oimim. That what? That Tchelis and Lovin and Tchelis should be two separate mitzvahs, correct? And a makin, whatever it is. And it's an amazing thing, according to the Rambam, that Tchelis and Lovin should be two separate mitzvahs. Well, the whole case is only in Gadumin, okay? It's not really a separate chefs of tzitzis. Okay, the same. So that, then the words make sense if you have that translation. Lule Mashe Matsanu Lohem. Who's Lohem? The Chachme Amasiri, the Matiki Ashmur, the Bailim on Minyan Tayag Mitzvahs. Mavur B'mechilta de Rabbi Yishmoel. He has a new play of Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmoel, okay? In Minyan Mitzvahs, he calls it a Sifri, okay? This probably goes together with the Akdom and Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says that Rabbi Yishmoel wrote a Mechilta from Shmos until the end of the Torah. And maybe that's part of the Sifri Zut, is part of that, because he calls the whole thing Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmoel. And we don't have an Ar Sifri, we have an Sifri Zut. I'm not getting involved in that, okay? One place he calls it a Sifri, and one place he calls it Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmoel. And we know in Akdomah what he talks about the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmoel. But that's not my issue here, okay? It's a Sifri Zut, a Tezvov, not a Tez. V'omroi, who omru shom, or the matiki ashmur, or the rabbi Yishmoel, telling you the Messira, yochol shehen shtei mitzvahs. This is the Lashon, exactly, he's quoting. The Rambam is quoting the Lashon, verbatim in the Lashon HaMishnah. Yochol shehen shtei mitzvahs, mitzvahs tcheles, and mitzvahs lovon. Talmud Loima Vuhoya Lochem Litzitzis. Mitzvah Achas Hi, the Einen Shtei Mitzvahs. But the Beseira, Vuhoya Lochem Litzitzis. So, it's not clear how well, this is a separate limud, because later on he throws in something. That one with the Seichel HaYosher should understand this. Shafilu achalokim sheinem makn ze pomim, not in general, but if the gilui lechachlem esera, you mitzvah achas. Kishiye ho inyan echod. Basically, what the Chachmei Meseret have told us, that tzitz is an inyan echod. And what does that mean? It explains to us. Ki akavono, or kapo, translated amatolo, but the kavono, the matolo of tzitzis, or the purpose. But tzitzis, l'man tizgu. In kein kolal, hadovo hamachayim, probably better translated, maybe, lizikolon, not klal, klal hadovo, anything. In kein klal hadovo, anything which brings to this zechira is part of the mitzvah, the same inyan in inyan yateira. It's very important, okay? So I'm not sure if he does this independently, because you look at the pasuk, v'hoyah lechem letzitzis, v'le'isem oisrei, v'schartem es kol mitzvah z'ashem, v'asisem oisrei l'osesu l'man tizko. But you notice over here, and this is very important, it's very clear that this tachlis, what you're going to call this matara, it's not a tzivui. How do I know? Because it's a mantisku. Okay. You see, if he quoted before that the boy lechem lis voice is chaltem, he could have said it's a tzivui. But here there's no tzivui. It's just telling you what the matara of the mitzvah is. See, here's an amazing thing, that the matara makes it into one mitzvah, okay, even though the halakim are not makiv zuzo. And it's very different, and this is the mocha makeshi, because you have said that the reason why it's all one matoi and everything included on it, because you don't do anything or some mumal or some klum until you do everything. And here it's not true. Okay. Now, just before we get started, you know, probably, I don't know if we're going to finish it this week. We'll probably spill a little bit next week to finish the shemesh. The question is, is there anything here, before we get started, before we tackle and try to understand this, is there anything in here for us to take away besides minyan mitzvahs? Do we know something in the halachic arena about tzitzis because of this fact? Okay? So I maintain, if this is only nogel in minyan mitzvahs, the place that it should be quoted is only in Minyan HaMitzvahs. There's no place for the submission to Taylor. He also quotes in Pirush Mishnayos. So what does he want? What's the purpose? Mishnah Taylor, you see, the purpose of Sefer HaMitzvahs is to set up the Minyan, which the Mishnah Taylor is based on. Mishnah Taylor, the Ram's not interested in the Minyan. The Ram is interested in telling you the Torah and the mitzvah, that all the dinim of each one of the Tayag mitzvahs, it uses the minyan as the modus operandi, the way to organize Mishnah Torah. But he's not interested in minyan mitzvahs in Mishnah Torah. That's not the issue. So why would he quote this drasha in Hilchos Tzitzis? This is before we try to analyze it, you understand. So, listen to the Lashon. Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. Afapi. And like an apology. Afapi Shein Echod Mehen Ma'akev Es Chaveroi Enon Shtei Mitzvahs Ela Mitzvah Achas Omu Chachom Rishonim V'hoyu lachem letzitzis melamed sheshneim mitzvah achas. Okay? Which is b'chlal very difficult, because basically the whole purpose of v'hoyu lachem letzitzis is not really a separate tzivui, But it's a limud, correct? We have to go back to Sherish Tess. We'll have to see later how the Moa Menachas, according to the Rambam, can quote Bohoyle Lechem Letzitzis. And if you put on a beged without Dal Kanfes, you violate five mitzvahs asay. Five mitzvahs, he says five mitzvahs. Oivah, a chomish mitzvahs, and one of them is Bohoyle Lechem Letzitzis, which goes very odd. Okay? That's the moment of his memdalim, he says. Kol chain, roi lechem et sitis, echod, vi osam lehem sitis, sheini ven osam at sitis akonof, tshlishi, roi lechem et sitis. Okay.
Mommy?
See here, let me explain to you over here. What he says, if you look at the lotion here. Make it easier for me to have the lotion inside. I just want to show you what he does here. And just one second. So Yoram does an amazing thing, which we'll have to see to pick this up next week. This next part. What does he want here? The Rambam is machadish. I'm not sure if this is based on the Ramban in the end of Shevish Yudalit, where the Ramban says, "What's a kodesh baruch hu lahabis teiru mitzvahs liyisrael? What's lahabim lahabis yisrael afi lehiba and teiru mitzvahs?" Okay. So the Ramban is, what's the difference between Bnei Yisrael and Ben Noach? There's a Rais, and according to my Rais, it's all one mitzvah. And by Yisrael, there's one other lav, another lav, another lav. She says that the nafkamina is that in these it's made different Yisrael. But he only talks about Ascholos. But what about mitzvah saseh? It means if it's two separate mitzvah saseh, it's two separate kiyumim. If it's one asay, it's one kiyum. Okay? So, because tchilas and lovin is one mitzvah in many of our mitzvahs, even though tchilas is not makavis a lovin, and lovin is not makavis a tchilas, a person who has a talus of lovin by itself, of tchilas by itself, of love and tchelis together is only mekayim one mitzvah. And that's, even though l'chatchila it was said in minyan ha-mitzvahs, it's enough to mean in kiyumi ha-mitzvahs. Because kiyumi ha-mitzvahs depend upon minyan ha-mitzvahs. Whether it's, that's the Ramban or that's the Pshat, hiba lehem teiru mitzvahs, but since it's one mitzvah, it's one kiyum. However, you shouldn't make a mistake. It doesn't mean that a person who has lovin by itself or tchelis by itself has the same kiyum as lovin with tchelis. It's one kiyum a mitzvah, but the mitzvah has new dimensions. That kiyum has new dimensions, but it's not a different kiyum. It's a It's a mitzvah in the kiyum of tzitzis. And that's why the Rav was able to say, he used to say over, not the way they say over Brisk, and Brisk they say up Chaim was nizah for the Baal Amor, okay? Because Tchelis is makiv, that Tchelis makiv Rav, okay? Then this is from Rav, the Rav is saying the name of Rav, his father, Rav Meisha, there's no such thing, because the Sepik says, it's not Sakono, the Noslots of it, there's a chefs of sins of love without chelis, even if chelis makom is a love. That's what he used to say. Okay, say that. Whatever. So he used to say that the Chaim's hapodim, not only sits in Mishtarab, is not the Baal Amor, but the Ram in Hilchos Shabbos, the Eina Tzitzah Gemura Masui B'Shabbos. Okay? And Rav Chaim interprets it's like Gemura is Tchilas with love. Even though it's one kiyum, but it's not Tzitzah Gemura. It ain't a Tzitzah Gemura Masu B'Shabbos. So it's a very interesting thing that the Ram over here is telling you, Nushtakal Teva, that you measure kiyum and mitzvahs, okay, with minyan mitzvahs. And the amazing thing, which is part of what I'm going to talk about next week, and what the Nikud is, and what the Kleshi is, we'll talk about that if we watch. But the amazing problem is that on one hand, it's one Kiyuma mitzvah, but the Gemara can say Menachos that if you wear a beged without tzitzis, you violate five. And how does that work? What does that mean? So Mr. Shem will pick that up next week. Okay, that's all.